Okay, so we're on Lamed Bamed Beis. Yeah, by just after the 10 sons of Binyamin. Okay, so we're Amar Rav Chiya, well, 10 lines up or so. Amar Rabbi Chiya, Ba Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Bashar, in the time, Sha'amah, that he said, Loi, Paro, Paro said to Yosef, Biladecha lo yorim ish es yadoi. So biladecha means besides you, no man will lift up his hand. Basically, you're in charge. Basically, so Paro said, Yosef, you're the man. So there was a bit of resistance over here. Omru at Stenigne. So the stargazers of Paro said, Evad, this kid, this Jewish kid. He's a slave. Shalokhoi Rabbi Be'esim Kesef. He's Potiphar bought him for 20 shekels. Yeah, Tamshileu, Aleinu. Right, so Tamshileu means you're going to make him rule Aleinu upon us. It's not right. So, Omalehem. So, Paro said to them, Ganvane Malchus. Ani Royeboy. So, Gavnane means. I don't know the vowels over here, but it means like characteristics of kingship I see in him. There's something special about this Yosef. He has the very good Chokmah Gevura Yofi. Thank you, Gil. Yes. So Omrulo, so the stargazer said to Paro, Imkain, if that is the case. He should, Yodea, should know B'shivim Loshen in the 70 languages. Because a king apparently knew all the different 70 languages. Okay, so problem is, Yosef didn't actually know the 70 languages, which obviously was the plan of the stargazers. So, Baruch Hashem, you know, when you've got a heavenly job to do, and you've got protection upstairs. So Bar Gabriel came Gabriel, the Malach, Velimdo Shivim Loshen, and he taught him 70 languages. Okay. Problem was, Lo Haba Kagomar. He wasn't able to learn. Right? It's not easy. Personally, I have a difficulty with one learning one new language. So 70 languages is a bit difficult. So anyways, okay, so we get around this problem. So Hosif Lo, we saw this Gemara earlier. So Hosif Lo, he added to him, to Yosef, Ois Achas, one letter, Mishmoi, from the name, Shalakonish Baruch Hu, from Hashem's name, which was, right? So if you've got an extra name of extra letter of Hashem's name, added to your name, then that helps learning languages. Okay, Shinema, Eidus, right, which we're familiar with this, yeah? It's a testimony, be Yehoi safe. So that's Yosef. We added the hay into Yosef's name. Samoi, but placing him, but say so, and he's going out al Eretz Mitzrayim, on Eretz Mitzrayim. So now here we read the brackets because the Gemara shouldn't say this the next bit, but Rashi brings it anyway. So we're just going to read it in the Gemara. Yeah. Safas lo yadati. I didn't know a sofa, meaning I did not know these languages. The Eshma, and then maybe I suppose, and then I did. Then Eshma, I heard it. I'm not sure about that. I didn't work on that. Maybe that's how you read it, but I'm not sure. But okay. Now, so fine. So Lamachas, so the next day, I suppose Gabriel taunts him in the night time. Yeah, Kol Lishna, any Loshan, right? Any language. The Ishtoi, Dalit is the prefix. Ishtoi means he spoke. Any Loshan, Ishtoi Poro, Bahadei. Bahadi means with him, with Yosef. Ahadah lay, he responded to him. Right, so Yosef knew all the Shivim Loshen. Now, after he'd done the test and he knew all the Shivim Loshen, so then Yosef says, right, Ishtoi Ihu, Ishtoi means he spoke, means Ihu is Yosef over here, B'Loshen HaKodesh. He says, oh, let's try this. You missed one out. We had 70 Loshonos over here, but there's actually another Loshen, which we didn't do. Let's speak Loshen HaKodesh. But Paro, lo hava ka yoda. Paro actually didn't know Lashon HaKodesh. He knew 70 other Lashonos, but he didn't know Lashon HaKodesh. Now, Lo ka yoda my have a oma. What that he was saying. So this is pretty bad for the king, because the king's supposed to know every language. So Paro said to Yosef, Amale Agmiri. So Agmiri means teach me. Okay? So what happens? Agmiri, Yosef listened to Paro the king. He taught him the logama, but he couldn't get it. Yes, but he doesn't know. I don't think Gavin's gonna like help Paro out over here. So Paro's really embarrassed now, because he's trying to learn this extra language and he can't. And basically this reflects a weakness in his kingship. So he says to Yosef, Amale, Ishtaba li, make a shavua to me, swear to me, delo maglish, that you're not going to reveal this to anybody. You're not going to tell anybody, yeah, that I do not know Lashon HaKodesh. So Ishtaba li, he made a shavua to him. Ki Amale. Oh, but end of story, right? So now we're skipping years later, right? Ki Amale, when Yosef said to Paro, my father made me make a shavua in order to say, basically, take me up to Eretz Yisrael to bury me there. So Yosef was asking permission to bury his father in Eretz Yisrael. So Yosef told Paro that my father made me make a shavua that I would do this. So what did Paro respond? Amale, zeal, he says, go. Itshil is lashon shela, right? To make a shela, right? It means basically try and ask to get to annul, right? To permit your itshil ashvuaseich upon your shvua. Basically saying, you know, you can go to the rabbis, you can get based in the three Jews and annul your vow. Yeah. So Yosef replied back to him, Amale, itshili nami adida. I said, also ask a shaila on the shvua that I made to you, that I wouldn't tell anybody that you didn't know Lashon HaKodesh. So now he kind of outmaneuvered Paro, v'afal gav delo nichalei. Paro was not happy with this being outmaneuvered. Yeah, but nevertheless, he said, Amalei, says, go up, ukvor es avicha, go and bury es avicha, your father, ka'asher hishbiacha, like that he made you make a shvua. Okay, back to our story now. Yehuda Mahi. We said that Yehuda, when he says Yehuda Mahi, means how was he Mikadosh Shem Shemayim? We said that Yosef was Mikadosh Shem Shemayim Beseisa, and that we added one letter to his name. Yeah, and then Yehuda, we said that he was Mikadosh Shem Shemayim before Hesia. So all of his name was called on the Shem of Hashem, right? Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's in Yehuda.
The only problem is that it happened
after his work. Yes, that was actually in Daf. Speak to yourself after. We actually had a Chabura on this, and Yosef, Daf Yud. So there is an answer to that. Okay, now. So now the question is, why did he, what was this Kadosh Shem Shemayim before Hesia? Okay, the answer is going to be that, which I told you before, is that basically he went down into Nachshon Ben Amidadov, went down into the sea first. So now there's going to be a different.
No, it's not, right.
The last time we mentioned that, but it wasn't. Well, because that's not before Hesia, though, I don't think.
Oh.
Right, so, D'Tanya. Hayo Rebbe Meir Omer. Rebbe Meir used to say, Kesha Omdu Yisrael, when Yisrael were on Al Hayom, upon the sea, yeah, Hayu Shvotim, so this is a different story that we're used to, at least I am. The tribes were Menatzchim. They basically were arguing zeh im zeh, and this is what they're saying. Zeh oimer, this one says, Ani yorei techil yom, I'm going first into the sea. Yeah, v'zeh oimer, and this, the other one said, Ani yorei techil yom, I'm going first. So they're arguing who goes first. We've had this, we've seen this many times, us, ourselves, when we were younger, even maybe when we were a little bit older. But anyway, the argument, who goes first? Okay, so now what happened? So how did we resolve the argument? So kofat, Shivto shel Binyamin, so jumped right into the sea the tribe of Binyamin, the Yorad, and he went into the sea, Liyom. Techila first, Shinema, okay, Shom Binyamin, right, there was Binyamin, Sotir, the youngest of the brothers, Rodim. So Rodim, I put this in the chat, Rodim literally, if you read Tehillim, it means Rodim, he ruled them. Right, Rodeh can mean to rule, Yeah, so Rodem, and the mem on the end of this word over here is actually them. So he ruled them. We're actually make a play on words over here. Al tikri Rodem, don't say call it Rodem, right? Ella say raid yom, means he went down to the sea, right? Yorad, right? He went. You know, it's a Yorida, yeah. Yorad, we know, means to go down. And sometimes we the yud in the beginning of a word disappears. So raid, that's what you say. Raid means go down to the yom. Now, and what was the response? If you carry on the Tehillim over there, it says, "V'hayu sari Yehuda," and they were the princes of Yehuda, "V'roigmin oisam," were stoning them with some nice pebbles from the seashore, or maybe oisam shenema. So this is like sari Yehuda, and the princes of Yehuda, rugam tam, would stone them. Okay, so that was pretty nasty over there. Anyway. Anyway, but anyway, this is a good thing that Binyamin did, because he's going to get rewarded for it. Lefichach, because Binyamin went ahead and kind of like went to the sea first, Zocho Binyamin, he merited Binyamin, a tzaddik, Benaaseh, and he was made Ush Pizcham, who was made a host, right? The Ush Pizin we have in the Sukkah, right? So Ush Pizcham is the opposite of that. He's not the guest, he's the host. Legvura, so Legvura means to Hashem. Meaning for with the base of Mikdash, as we're going to see, Shneamar ubein kaseifav shochein, and between his shoulders, but in his land, Hashem dwells. Meaning the base of Mikdash was in the chelek of Binyamin, at least part of it. Part was with Yehuda, and part was in Binyamin. Okay, so that's how Rebbe Meir learns the story, the narrative of the story, what happened at the sea. So Binyamin, they were fighting, Binyamin went down first, and Binyamin got rewarded. Now Rebbe Yehuda is going to disagree with that, and it's going to be more like what we're familiar with. Omar lo, Rebbe Yehuda says, Rebbe Yehuda, lo kach ayom aisa, that's not what happened. You got it wrong. Yeah, Ella zeh oimer, this one said, ein, I know, I, ani yored, techilo yam, I'm not going first. Please, Bavakasha, you go first. Yeah, v'zeh oimer, Ain ani yorid tachil liyam. He says, I'm not going first. I'm not going in there. Yeah, now kofatz nachshon ben amin yodov, and then right nachshon who's a descendant of Yehuda, but yorid liyam tachila. He went into the yam tachila. Okay, shenema savavuni. So basically this is in Hosea that basically is speaking negative about Ephraim and Manasseh. I think it's really talking about basically the 10 tribes, but Yehuda's is good, right? Negative about the Ephraim and Manasseh, and it's good about Yehuda. So Savavuni means it surrounded me, but Kachash, base is a prefix, Kachash means deceit. Ephraim, Abamirma, and also with cheating, yeah, base Yisrael. Okay, versus the Yehuda, Oid Rod Im Kale, and Yehuda, so Oid still, like he's still Rod, so Rod again, yeah, is I think Rashi says he's Boteah, but literally means again he ruled with God. Basically, he still kept faithful to God. Meaning, right? That's historically, yeah. But Allah Meforish with Kabbalah, and with God to him, it said in Kabbalah, which is in Tehillim, it says Hoshieni, right? Save me, Elokim, right? God. So this is speaking about Nachshon ben Amminadab when he went goes into the sea, right? Save me, Hashem. Ki ba'u mayim, because the water came as an offish until my soul, which is nefesh, can also be breathing. Basically, got up to his mouth, right? Yeah. Tiv'eini, I'm drowning. Bivain, base is a prefix over here. I don't know the nikud, but without that is yud vav nun can mean like mud. I put it on the dictionary. The bez is a prefix, and the yud vav nun is the word mitzula, right? Basically, in the muddy depths, really means right. So bivain mitzula looks together. It's a conjunction. It means like in the muddy depths. V'ein ma'amad, and there's no foothold, right? We're going there, and this is a continuation of the, I think this is the Tehillim over there. Al tishtafeni, don't drown me or wash me away. Shibodus mayim, that's what this means, like a wave. But Al Tidlaini and I shouldn't become swallowed up in the Metzula in the depths. Begoyma. So, but Oisasha, in that time, Hay Moshe Marech Tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu was davening. Okay? Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yididai, my dear ones, Toivim Yom are sinking in the sea, but Atza Ma'arich, and you are Ma'arich, like, taking your time, but Tefillah, you're right, doing a long davening, Lifonai, before me. So Amalo Lifonav, so Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, Ribono Shel Olam, Marbi Adilasois, what's in my hand meaning to do? What should I do? So Amalo, Dabal Bnei Yisrael, tell speak to Bnei Yisrael, be so, and they should travel. But Ato Harem, and you should lift up Es Matcha, your stick, and Matei Es Yodcha, you should stick out your hand. Okay, Lefichach. Now, because of this, we're just going to the end. There's two dots coming up. Well, so Lefichach Zocha Yehuda. Because of this, Zocha Yehuda La'asoyz Mem Shalah, he was Zocha, because he, Nachshon Ben Aminadav, went down to the sea, he was Zocha to make Mem Shalah, right, to be a ruler, but Yisrael, Shinema, here's today, put a bit of Hallel for us, yeah, Ha'isri Lehuda L'Kodshoy, Yehuda was, like, sanctified, Yisrael Mem Shalah Yisrael, and Yisrael was his subjects, meaning, he ruled Yisrael, right? Hazyud Lakodshoy, he was sanctified, and Yisrael were his subjects, Matam, Haisu Yehud Lakodshoy, and Yisrael Lam Shalosav. And why was this the case? Mishum, if you carry on in the, it says in the Tehillim, Dehayom Rabbi Yanois, because the sea saw and it fled. Meaning Yehuda became a ruler of Yisrael because he was the one who jumped in. Well, Nachshon Ben Aminadab was the one who jumped into the sea first. He took the lead and went into the sea, and that was part of his. He was merited to be a leader in Klal Yisrael because of that. So